I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
To ensure that there is no road rage this holiday weekend, we are heading into the weekend with a little vent session. Anthony, I don't know if you are familiar. Have you heard of the term Italian brain rot?
No, I'm Italian. Should I know it?
No, nobody should know this. The one thing right now that is just driving me crazy are these YouTube videos that my kids have watched, which I have now banned at my house, and they're called Italian brain rot. So I had Colt record some for you. They're just these weird characters, but they all have weird names. So here's a list that he could think of off the top of his head.
Top, 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 so Bowina, Tabutina, Talaleo, Talala, Beep, Beep, Bata Pim, Tabutino, Assassino, Ta, 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 so.
Have you ever heard of any of those?
No, my son Banks, who's 3 months old, he says those things too. Those are just noises.
I'm telling you, they were watching a video and I was like, what is this? And they're laughing and they're like, Mom, it's brain rot. And I was like, yeah, it is.
Exactly what
it is.
It
is literally rotting your brain. This is stupid. Turn it off.
Italian brain rot.
Italian brain rot. That's what it's called.
Is this just one of those like trend things right now that'll be gone in a few days or weeks? Well,
I'll tell you, it's already gone in my house. I can't stand
You're
this.
You're not having it.
I'm like, what language are you speaking?
It doesn't sound like, it just sounds... hearing it back, it's just a whole bunch of gibberish.
And yeah, so we have now banned Italian brain rot in my house. So heading into the holiday weekend, we're going to let you vent a little bit like I just did. What is just annoying you? Something you need to get off your chest, talk about, and then that way you can head into the weekend a little more relaxed.
A little group therapy session right here. Chime in 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
A little therapy session this morning, letting you vent, especially if you're going to be sitting on the freeway later today, starting the holiday weekend. Get it off your chest now. What is bugging you? What is it for you, Anthony?
Oh, for me.
Don't get yourself in trouble now, okay?
For me, it's those wonderful meetings that you have throughout the day and you have an agenda. You kind of know what you're going to talk about. And these meetings probably shouldn't last longer than 10 minutes if you stay on track.
But
how is it that we're going through the full half hour and by minute 28, we still haven't talked about what we're supposed to talk about? Here's the thing. I have things I need to say. I got to get things off my chest. There's some stuff that Kelly and Anthony need to get taken care of. And we're not able to because of the honest stories that are being shared.
I wish you could see Anthony in the studio right now. The way you are white-knuckled with your arms crossed, like, you're holding back. That was your nice venting session.
Let me tell you this. I'm in fear right now. I don't know who from this company is listening.
But I feel like we're going to have a meeting later today.
We might.
Alexis in Moreno Valley, what is annoying you right now?
People tend to bring food to theaters even though they're not allowed to. Because I work at a movie theater and I'm always checking bags and they always bring food into the theaters even though they're not allowed to.
Oh, well, Alexis, I'm going to apologize because I'm one of those rule breakers. I will bring food in. But it's usually just candy.
Oh, yeah, that's fine every once in a while. It's just like there's people that will literally bring like restaurant food like Carl's Jr. and all of that.
They're bringing a Costco rotisserie chicken in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that's a little ridiculous. I could see you getting annoyed with that. Here's a good one and a reminder if you're going to be sitting on the freeway. This one comes from the 909. Says, I drive for a living. I can't stand drivers going well below the speed limit. It's a two-lane road. I need to go home, and I can't do that if you're not even going the speed limit.
And if we're talking about people on the freeways and the roads, another one that gets me is the people that are on their phones, that are like scrolling social media while they're driving.
I'm sorry, Anthony.
Kelly, this...
Why are you looking at me?
You got to stop it, okay? The lights can wait, especially because you got to remember, like, be safe. You're operating a big vehicle, and God forbid something happens to the kids out there, okay? So please...
Look at you making the emotional pull.
I know. The white knuckles. I'm still nervous.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.